Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut. For quite a few days now, I think a lot of us must have come across some of one of those headlines, just a few headlines, one of them being very hilarious. That's if you have a sense of, a sense of humor, on the level that similar to the one that I have, which is really high, which is, it's genetical. I didn't come up with, let's just say in that department, Mother Nature was very generous with me. Today is Wednesday already. Today is Wednesday and it's the 2nd of July 2025. And this is a comedy show, just so we are clear before I dive into. There's a part of my today's show that a lot of you might find dark, but I don't care. Moving on. Let's start a local. Basically with a combination of both local and international. So, part of the headlines or like one of the headline I was, referring to earlier on was one of 400 cattle that, are said to have disappeared and something that I, clearly disagreed with, from yesterday. And that is, 400 cattle don't just disappear. And now there are, stories of, drug dealers, being involved. At this point, I can't be helped but think we are exchanging weed for cattle now. Because if that's the level where we are at, we have some serious economic problems on our hands. So like, how much supply are you gonna get from, one cow? Like, there better be kgs of crack. Or kgs of wheat. This is just one, what they call that? Bali, don't ask, don't investigate. How many of them? Because if we have to convert this to, let's say, one kabali costs, take for example, last time I checked it was, $20. That's when I looked at it and went like, huh? $20 for that thing? You're telling me to sacrifice my money that has the value of two fat cakes. Two giant fat cakes. For that thing? Yeah, count me out. So that's because my relationship with food is, in the words of our former president, Nangolo Mbumba, top notch. So I decided, maybe it's just a, okay, I was very critical yesterday, so, halfway through, yesterday when I was just, working and, putting together everything for today, I came across an article that, in a way made me understand why someone would want to turn, mid-course cattle into personal side hustle. It's because not making money is very painful, guys. Or working day in, day out, more like a hustling like crazy, and you're still broke. That's painful. So I totally understand. I'm not gonna do it. That's because I don't see myself working for Mitko. At least not in a way that I will be directly involved with cattle. Maybe, if they give me a gig or, any type of job in line with my fields of study or my fields of interest. I'm not saying if you tell me go and look after Mitko cattle for 10K a month, I will gladly join your crew. Like, oh yeah, right. Where are we going today? And I have a lot of experience in that, but if anyone starts looking for, looking for some, for a cattle header with over 10 years of experience. We have been there, done that. I looked after a cattle from my teenage until I, actually grew up and decided, how can I dodge this? So I grew up and decided to run away from home, officially, of course, which is why my parents have not filed a missing persons report. You have to disappear in a way that you keep in touch so they don't call the police, but just keep enough distance that you are not nagged. We're going to get to that in a few, because that's something that is also, that's something, you know, a family is also something that we are not talking about. But before we get that, let me explain why I totally understand why someone would turn, you know, why someone would turn, meat cost kettle into a side hustle. It's because, I was just working on getting some material for today. Then I came across one of the article that, left my mouth wide open in awe. And that's because this is an article that was put out in December last year by Forbes. This is a list of highest paid dead celebrities in 1 year. Last year. You and I that are alive and broke. Did I say alive and broke? Yeah, I already said that. Make I point out what is painful. Just how much this life does not balance. Well, according to, Forbes puts it, you know, Forbes say that, in a dying, the pop culture critic, not gonna do that. We'll just go straight to the list. In 2024's list makers are hanging out at the Great Central, blah, blah, blah. And there is probably an iced tea, blah, blah, blah. Also something, you know, something. Let's just go straight to the list because we don't have Central Park here. Now, one of the dead celebrities that made more money than other deads compared to other dead celebrities last year was, if you guessed it right, then you're right, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson just last year alone made $600 million in US. Multiply that by 18 or 20, give or take. $1 or $2. $600 million last year. And Freddie Mercury, frontman, returned from the list of the first, blah, blah, blah. Passed away in 1991, a cause of death, AIDS, and last year made $250 million. Died in 1991, 2024, homeboy made $250 million. Michael Jackson died in 2009, cause overdose, don't ask, he's still, shrouded in mystery. And Dr. Seuss died in 1991. Cause of death, cancer. Oh, sad. 2024, Dr. Seuss made $75 million. What? At this point, I'm asking myself, what am I doing wrong? And then I came to realize, you know, the reality on the ground that I don't know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who was born in the right family. Because at the end of knowing a guy who knows a guy, they better be born in the right family or you're just useless. There are a lot of us who know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. But because all the guy who knows a guy who knows a guy that we know, they are all, well, as broke as we are. And they don't have the right surname that, gives them access to privilege. You know, things like that. Elvis Presley died in 1997, cause of death, heart attack. Last year, 2024, died in 1977, 2024, homeboy made $50 million US dollars. And then you have, Rick Ocasek, cardiovascular disease, cause of death. Homeboy, looked dead even on his picture. I told you it was gonna get dark. Homeboy looked dead even on his picture. I swear, he looks dead in this picture. But, his eyes open, so I'm assuming the picture was taken when he was alive because he looked to be standing. No, but anyway, last year made $45 million. Homeboy looks dead when he was alive, and he was still rich, richer than me, and dead, looking dead. And still richer than me. I wish I was, this guy. You know, in terms of money, not in terms of death. Whew, sorry about that. Now, Prince, died in 2016, cause overdose. What's it with these guys in overdose? $35 million made last year. For those of you that are running around exchanging kettle for weed, you may wanna know that, the patois that you speak and the song, most of the songs that you listen, stand up, stand up, stand up for your right, and, something, jari, and Jamaican, those things, yeah, that you all sing about. You will be, you won't be shocked to learn that Bob Marley last year, who died in 1981 at the age of 36. Man, this guy was very young. And, died from cancer in 1981. Last year, Bob Marley died in, he didn't die last year. He died in 1981. Made 34 million last year. Bob Marley, let me repeat that part again. Last year, Bob Marley made $34 million. Like I said, take those millions and multiply them by 19 or 20, give or take. $1 or $2. I know. Bob Marley. So, oh yeah, my, I am an out there with the heads look like, looking like black mops. you see, Bob Marley was not only walking around with something that looked like a mop on his head, but he was also loaded. Now, apart from HMA dollar, what are you doing with your life? HMA tiger. I really have to hide after this. Because I know a guy who will be hunting me down. He also has a head that looked like a black mop. So, you know. Charles Schulz. Dear Lord. Made $30 million. Homeboy died in 2000. Matthew Perry, Friends, Chandler Bing character. Died in 2023, overdose. Jesus. $18 million. Made last year, 2024. $18 million. Could you be more wrong? John Lennon. Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans. Died in 1980, last year made 17 million. What? I don't understand these guys. Now, why am I pointing this, why am I pointing all these things? James Brown died in 2005, died in 2006, last year made 15 million, and, Arnold Palmer died in 2016. Last year made 14 million. Whitney Houston. For my fellow struggling creative personnel out there, there are people that are successful, very successful, creative, artists. No. They're dead, but they're still famous and creative and making more money than those of us that are still alive and still trying to find a footing in the creative industry. Whitney Houston, last year, died in 2012, last year made 13 million.
And I will always be dead, and I will always be broke. I won't, in Jesus' name.
10 minutes left to the hour of 11. If you just tuned in, this is a comedy show, and this is Helmut on Eagle FM. I'm not here to do serious stuff. I swear. Thank God. Look, this is like therapy for me. So, if you find it funny, congratulations. It's also therapeutic to you. If you don't find it funny, get yourself high blood medication because I still have like an hour and 9 minutes to go. So, may I wanna call your doctor? So we have these guys that are, kicked the bucket, but they're still richer than me. And now, as if that was not painful enough, I also came across a list of the richest pets in the world. What do you mean richest pets? For those of you that own dogs or cats or, you know, animals that you call pet, does your dog even have a bank account? Because, well, it turns out there are pets in this world that have more money than some countries. I know. List of the wealthiest pets. Oh, dear Lord. Well, what's more painful than knowing that there is a cat somewhere out there that has more money than me? Dead guys making money than me, cats are making more money than me. This point, I'm asking myself one question. What am I doing wrong? But all this boils down to 400 cattle missing at Mitco. I'm just saying, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying I totally understand the guys that made those cattle disappear. And let's face the reality here. Those cattle did not disappear. They were eaten. But the fact that there's a drug dealer involved at this point, I mean, it is being alleged, not the fact that there's a drug dealer or drug dealers plural involved. I can't help but ask myself one question. How many cages? Because, like, what's the exchange rate though? Like, I will give you one cow and I will need a 50 kg of weed. Like, at this point, it's just my curiosity that's killing me. Because at this point, I'm just thinking, right, how much weed do you get for one cow? Or how much crack do you get for one cow? Or how much cocaine do you have for 400 cattle? Relax. You know what? I can pay you in cattle. That's a very interesting conversation to have with your supplier. More like, with your plug. So you just say, meeting up there, at your spot where, away from prying eyes. By prying, I mean police. You're there going, hear me some. Is it hear me some or hear me some? Whichever, hear me some, Ian or 2 kg, onsal, more betal, and then, more comes, next week, hebetal, and drug dealers don't like that. They'll be like, okay, you know what, come next week, if you don't have my money, I'm gonna cut your crown jewels off. Now, at this point, everyone thinking, well, relax, man. At this point, the drug dealer may have pulled out a gun with a suppressor. Everything about that gun is illegal, including the business the guy is running. So that's how you know he doesn't care about your excuses anymore. So now you have to come up with the best excuse ever. So you know what, and definitely not talking from experience. So, next week, Monday, I have your money. If I don't have your money, I work for Mitco. Don't worry. I will bring you a whole cow. And then come next week, Monday, homeboy, the guys that owe him money, they didn't pay. Now he has figured out a way to sneak a cow out of Mitco quarantine or one of them trucks. They transport those kettles to the slaughterhouse. Well, I have your money, but just a little bit of some heads up. Your money, in a state that it is now, it has four legs and then horns. And, it's kind of making moo sound. So, we have to figure out a way to convert it into the desired medium of, the money that we want, either in digits on a notification or in papers. How do we do that? I know a place. It's called Single Quarter. You wanna bet that those of us that don't like Apana have enjoyed some of this 400, you know, may, you know, you want to bet that some of us, may or could have enjoyed this, you know, one or two of this 400 missing cattle, thereby single quota. Whoever came up with that business idea was a genius, though. That was, I mean, that was brilliant. That was brilliant. And you, I mean, the cuisine and the ingredients involved is just top notch. Awesome. Now, where was I? You know, we went through a list of dead guys that are making money than you and I, if you are, you know, as broke as I am. And now we have a list of, you know, pets that have, you know, has more money. So, if you, you know, if you're one of those people that are going to the gym instead of going to hustle, because you are so interested, because, you know, someone told you that making a six, you know, having a six pack is better than having a 6 million. Whoever told you that played a really cruel trick on you. Cruel, cruel indeed. Now, the world's richest pets. Oh dear. In other words, the world's richest domestic animals. Okay. Oh dear. Yep, here we are. This list is from 2022, but it's still painful because these cats are just, well, still rich right now. Very rich. Number 8 is a dog with $1.5 million. Number 7, also a dog with $5 million. Number 6 is a cat with $13 million. Number 5, dog with $25 million. Sorry, trying to contain my tears here. You know, tears of brokenness, not tears of, okay, tears of financial pain, not tears of any kind of pain. At this point, the only pain that I'm going through is financial pain. $25 million. Now, that in Namibian dollars is $450 million. Somewhere out there is a very cute and cuddly puppy. Canines. No, cute and cuddly. That sounds like a white people language. 450 million Namibian dollars in the bank account of a dog. Here I am with minus 14 in my account. And you're telling me life is fair. This life will never be fair. And then up next we have Oprah Winfrey's dog with, with $30 million. Yeah. So, Oprah Winfrey's dog in Namibian currency has a net worth of $500 million. Now, at this point, I can't help but just ask my ancestors. Y'all are seeing this, right? Y'all are just seeing this. At this point, for those of us that are, you know, broke as heck, a moment of silence for us. A moment of silence over. Let's just ask ourselves one question. Like, wherever other people's ancestors get blessings, they bless their people with. Our ancestors are so lazy even in the afterlife. They don't wanna bless us. Or is because we are praying in too much rah rah rah, our ancestors are going, what language is that? So they're asking a bunch of British and Afrikaner ancestors, like, what are your people saying? And these guys are translating bogus. And then deck the, you know that rah rah rah. That's what Afrikaners and British and French ancestors are telling our ancestors in the afterlife every time that we pray in, or more like we pray and ask for blessing in a foreign language. Afrikaner ancestors, you really want Van Trotter to, you really expect Van Trotter to translate anything that's good to any of the Namibian ancestors. Of course, Homeboy is lying through their teeth. Through his teeth. He killed them in the first place. Of course he's gonna lie. Now, when you look at it like that, I totally understand why a lot of us don't have blessings. It's because every time we pray in our ra-ra-ra, and the holy water that we are using, and we have abandoned our roots and all that, at this point, we are just sending all our thoughts and prayers to a bunch of ancestors that lived, that are mostly white, and lived in the 1800s. You know, 1600s, those are the guys that believe that, what? Dark skin? No, that's not very developed. You wanna send your prayers to that guy and hope for answers? Are you high? Pray in your language. That's just coming from a comedian. Pray in your language if you want success. Keep praying in German. The Austrian painter is listening to your prayers and going, yeah, ain't no way I'm gonna do that. Actually, I will take those blessings and give it to my relatives. You know, those ones with blue eyes and blonde hair. Or is it blue hair and blonde eyes? I don't care. So, it's just a recommendation. At least that I thought of. You know, pray in your language. Now, where were we? Oprah Winfrey's dog has $500 million net worth. Moving on. On number three is Olivia Benson. They even have names, guys. Yeah, Olivia Benson is Taylor Swift's Scottish cat. And it has $97 million. Make I check, 97. You see, there's a kid out there that is a billionaire. I don't even have 1K. There's a billionaire kid somewhere out there. You know, $1.7 billion. Basically, round it to the nearest whole number, you have $2 billion Namibian dollars. $2 billion. And then you have another cat here with $100 million. And that's the second. $100 million. And then you have a German Shepherd with $500 million. In US. So let's see. $500 million. Make I do my math here. $500 million. Multiply that by on average, 19. $9.5 billion in Namibian dollars. That's how rich that German Shepherd is. So, those of you and I that are broke, not only are there dead guys out there in some grave somewhere that are making more money than us, there are also cats and dogs out there that are richer than us. So at this point, I'm if there is this whole thing of coming as a different species, more like an animal in the afterlife, can I just come back as a pet for these celebrities? Although I think I would rather remain dead, because some of the people that are just twisted, they'd be doing a lot of twisted things to these animals. I'm not saying that's what is going on this list. I'm just saying I've read a lot of very disturbing things about this whole thing. Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Let's take a commercial break. And when we come back on the other side, let's roast some, governors that are being made fun of. Yeah. Actually, well, they, you know, it's a lot of formal things being written about governors. I'm just here to cook. I'm not here to observe protocol. On the other side of the break, Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace,
I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. 7 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm just here for comedy. Let's talk about governors, and then we get to family, because Trevor Noah, as always, in a lot of his sets, it's Trevor Noah and Trevor Noah and Dave Chappelle like to really excite my thinking to go on down whatever rabbit hole of whatever topic that they happen to be talking about at that time. No more governor luxury, NNN says. President Tumona Ndaitwa has said that all invitations extended to governors by institutions and organizations should be directed to her office from now on. This comes after she learned that some governors use platforms for their own luxury. You really have to explain. I've also sent a secular to ministers because I have noted, it has become a tradition at most ministries and governors, government agencies. Whenever they organize anything, governors are invited. This again is not very useful. Really? Are they not supposed to be invited? I'm a governor. Honorable. My name starts with honorable. Actually, that's the title. Before my name, people must say honorable. Wait till I become a member of parliament. Even my kids will be calling me honorable papa. Honorable uncle. You know. My wife will be like honorable husband. My Kamboroto will be like honorable. What's the opposite of Kamboroto? The Kaoros? Or Kaoshikundu? But Vambos, this is where you have to come in and say, what's the opposite of Kamboroto? Don't say Benten. Because that's English. I was looking for a native language, a local language equivalent of it. Moving on. This again is not useful. Says the president. I directed that all invitations directed to the governor from institutions should be directed through the office of the president. Speaking during an appointment of new governors at a state house yesterday, she explained that her directives is to ensure that such invitations speak to the work of the governor, not just all protocol observation. Okay. Governor. Government. I didn't connect those dots before. Governor, government. Oh dear. Nope. Not that. Oh yeah. Ooh. Found one. For those of us, now a moment of us for those of us that like iced tea. A moment of silence. Well, it turns out iced tea may be or is the main cause of tooth decay in toddlers. Oh, thank God I'm not a toddler. Ooh, iced tea in summer is awesome. I know. There's a Thai restaurant just across the street that makes, my favorite. And, in summer, yeah, in winter, I'm not that white. Well, actually, I'm not white. Yeah, not that white. I'm not even white. I'm not white. So that must be a white people thing, though, you know, because, well, they grow up in snow, so they're used to some of these things called winter. My thing is summer. Even though my body agrees more with winter than it does with summer, it's just that, in a lot of ways, like, you know, oxygen concentration and the lower parts of the atmosphere, my body agrees with that. Except when it comes to taking a shower. That's when winter and I are not very good friends now. And the fact that I have to wake up early morning when it's freezing cold for me to go out there and hustle for money, otherwise I'll be kicked out of the house by my landlord for me to go and freeze under the bridge. We don't have a lot of points of agreement with winter. I know that in a lot of, it's a custom in a lot of these countries to, you know, for mothers to leave their kids out in outdoors, when it's literally snowing, they leave them outdoors so that they, you know, their body can adjust to the weather. You know, that's like, and of course they cover them. They just cover them and then put them, put them out there so that they can, their body can figure out how to deal with the cold. You know, that would be the equivalent of African parents, putting their kids under the sun, of course under an umbrella, so that they can get, their body can figure out how to deal with the heat. You know what we are doing? We are covering them with sunscreen and then wrapping them in a bunch of blankets. So the body is like, well, since you are doing my job for me, so just, become the one lazy idiot and then you can just take care of everything. Then they grow up and they are allergic to everything, including oxygen, grass, pollen, good behavior, everything. They are allergic to everything, minus vaping, it turns out. It's interesting. Now, an alarming number of toddlers end up in theater for a procedure most parents never expect before their children start preschool. Multiple tooth extraction. Toddler, multiple tooth extraction. Toddler. Let me explain to you how African parenting work. If you are a toddler and you have your first tooth and those teeth are rotten because of eating too much sweets. No one is taking you to the dentist. I went to high school with people that has had, teeth that, you could see this was actually caused by sweets. A lot of sweets basically feeds, you have bacteria in your mouth. I know, makes French kissing very questionable. We all have bacteria. We all have microorganisms in our mouth, not only in our bodies, mostly stomach. And it's been scientifically proven that, the composition of your body, we actually have more living, more microorganisms than we do our body cells. Actually, when you look at it that way, it's safe to say that we are about 50% not human. I know. We're about 50% not human. A lot of bacteria, like your gut bacteria that you find in your stomach that helps you with digestion. Again, those living organisms, gut bacteria, they eat the food that you eat. And then they take care of the environment in your stomach by getting rid of anything that's toxic. That's the same way that the bacteria in your mouth operate and bacteria pretty much in your whole body operate. I know there are a lot of microorganisms in your body. Before you start saying, I take a shower 5 times a day, still less than 40% you. I know it's really fascinating. So, it's safe to say that, we are walking around with a lot of, I don't want to say parasites because, in a way they are parasites. Mm-hmm. And also, dark part. They are waiting for us to kick the bucket so that they can be like, well, he's not feeding us, so Why don't we just eat him? I know. And then you have people that are, you know, that are choosing cremation over burial, and every bacteria is going, you son of a pastor. What the heck are you doing? We're supposed to be having a buffet. Now you're frying us. Speaking of which, now that you put it that way, cremation doesn't look that bad. But imagine being cremated and then you find yourself in hell. Now you have to bend twice. You know what? I'll just go for burial.
So, rich dead guys, rich dead guys, rich, you know, cats. And now, I have to, iced tea, It turns out, iced tea is ruining your toddler's teeth. These are rich people things. Iced tea? Man, toddler's, drinking iced tea. I just like to drink it in hot weather because, well, I just figured that it's either that or I get ice cream. And there is a funny way of eating ice cream that I'm just not comfortable doing in public. You know, really? Whoever came up, there are two ways that you can eat ice cream. You can eat it by just lapping on it with your tongue, or you can eat it with a spoon. Now, I go for a spoon, because the whole eating it with your tongue just looks ridiculous. That's to me, because I'm a comedian. I overthink everything. 11 pro bono doctors boost Katima Healthcare. Katutura Health Center, which serves over 162,000 people, according to official statistics, from a health ministry, is receiving a critical support through a new partnership between the ministry and the private sector. Health Minister Esperanza Luvindao said on Monday that 11 private doctors will begin rendering evening service free of charge from 1 July. Okay. Luvindao said this move is aimed at relieving pressure on one of Namibia's busiest health facilities. Of course, these doctors will also be we're also going to release pressure on them in one of the most critical bank accounts, right? Unless, the doctor is loaded, then sure, go bananas. The minister described the doctor's commitment as an act of national service. Yeah. Well, sure, let's go with that. And she praised their contribution, saying their decision to serve without financial rewards embodies the spirit of Ubuntu. Yeah, right. Count me out of that. And reflects a deep sense of civic responsibility. Yeah. Of course they do. Now, Honorable, how about you just serve without a salary? Let's see how that's going to work out. Well, you know what? I have to go to plan. No. Now, don't get me wrong. Thank you very much, doctors. Congratulations. Shout out to you guys. And she's also a doctor, right? Yeah. So, go out there and save. Go out there and save. Go out there and save. You guys do. So, they'll be assisting in the evening. So, guys, you know those exams that we don't like to talk about? It's because of, we're in Africa and we say that a lot. You know, exams that, prostate exams and testicular exams. Those type of exams, this is the right time. You know, being performed in the evening when you are coming from work. Those exams are necessary because you don't want to find out. It's either we break the barriers, the cultural barriers that makes having these discussions, uncomfortable, or, we are going to find out just when we are admitted in the hospital and we are told by the doctor, I think you and your boys downstairs have had a good run.
But from our examination, for it looks like they are going through some kind of trouble that could be spreading to the rest of you, unless we just use this knife here and chop them off. Now, that's every straight guy's nightmare. I don't want to be told that, so I would rather go through the embarrassment of having been fiddled. I would rather deal with that than someone showing up with a, you know, with some sharp object is like, now, where were we? Let's get rid of them boys. Please, for the love of God. Any option, please? Thanks. They serve a very important service. They're patriotic soldiers. They've made me make one damn decision after another. But I still don't blame them. So, I like the 21st century. Because we eat a lot of garbage, a lot of processed food we eat is cause, you know, is responsible for this. And again, a lot of us are making a lot of decisions from eating and smoking and drinking a lot of things that we shouldn't be eating, we shouldn't be smoking, and we shouldn't be drinking. And most of it is where all these problems are coming from. We can't just eat, smoke, and drink anything and expect no negative consequences. So if we are going to eat, drink, and smoke anything, we should at least swallow our pride and walk into the exam room and say, Doc, what happens in this room stays in this room. Right. Now, how do you do this again? Take off your trousers. Here's the thing. Usually people only say that to me when I'm about to sleep with them. But that coming from someone who is just going to, you know, put in the car in the ignition engine, start the engine, and then leave it revving there, and then expect me to calm everything down. All right, let's talk about it. That's getting out of hand. Now I'm gravitating towards my comedy material, you know, my stage comedy material, which is very healthy and filthy. That's one thing I like about it. So, reports revealed that each day between 700 to 1,000 patients are seen, totaling nearly 20,000 visits a month. And the center also provides essential services such as antenatal care and family planning, attending to thousands of women and children in the surrounding communities. Despite efforts in recent years to ease congestion by extending service hours at the neighboring clinics, patient numbers remains persistently high. Now, this also you can also factor in our, you know, urban to rural migration, according to the previous recent census. I've seen that there's almost a 50-50 split in terms of urban to rural migration. So, and with the pendulum swinging on the sides of urban migration, with obviously we're seeing a lot, there's an observation of more people moving from rural to urban than the other way around. So, by the next census, I'm sure we are going to have a large number of, you know, we're going to have a large number of, you know, a large population in urban areas, and a very few people in rural areas. And this is not just happening to Namibia. This is a standard for a country that's developing. If you are following the, you know, if you are, you know, with all the development models, more like projections that we have, and plans, and plans and visions that we have, that's how it's gonna be. And because we can see this you can see this is the case in all developed countries, you know, in most, if not all developed countries. Urban areas have more people than rural areas. And then the family structure breaks down. That's our next part. Let's take a commercial break.
Lipura nengeno wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. nune udo o tukwe tira o special ange tashia kengejefa o marudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nukumona o ijamwiri nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. If you just tuned in, you are listening to my comedy show. Ouch. Eagle FM's or comedy show hosted by me. Ooh, that's better. So let's look at, let's look at this whole urban and rural migration. And that's one thing that one thing that we saw with our recent population statistics coming out of the NSA was that there's a large number of people that are moving from rural areas to urban areas. Again, this is standard for a country as it develops. That is the phase it goes through. One thing that we have seen, especially in a lot of Western countries, interesting enough, this is still the case in a lot of Western, in a lot of Eastern countries, especially in Asia. A lot of them are still holding on to a family structure, on an extended level. Now, this is something that, Trevor Noah sent me down this rabbit hole where he pointed out that in a Western model of less develop, they do something interesting in a way of telling everyone that, Western way of developing sacrifices community. Not in those exact words. Of course. So the more a country develops following the Western model, what happens is things that is considered relevant for human, and has been part of humanity for as long as we have been alive on this earth, and that is community and family, whether you like it or not, I don't care how you are loaded. Community is needed. This is not a community as in a village, even though that's the first thing that comes in our head every time that we talk about community. But a community in a way of saying hi to your neighbors, knowing your neighbors. Everyone that goes to school at the village. Villages have also sort of like lost their values in that department. But, a lot of rural areas still have the traditional setting of, every child knows that if you don't go to school, you will have to hide from every elder in that community. Because the moment they see you at 10 o'clock and they know this is school time, they'll be like, aha, you are this man's child. Aren't you supposed to be at school? But then in urban areas, you don't see that a lot. A child can just be walking around and they didn't go to school and they'll just be chilling there and people will just be walking past them, driving past them like, well, I don't care. First of all, urban areas are good because of, are good because everyone minds their business. But then, they are good because everyone minds their business to the point where it becomes very unhealthy. Like one question that someone asked, someone asked, I think that was on Reddit, that if global economy was to come to a standstill, how do we survive? Because especially in fancy locations, basically it's signifying that the more we climb the economic ladder, the more isolated it becomes. And that's a very painful way of looking at modern, that's a very painful way of looking at modern life. Because I'm watching a lot of videos of, a lot of videos of people, how many of us have watched videos of funerals and weddings of, of Western countries and went like, wait, that's a wedding? There are only 15 people at a wedding? 15 people at a wedding. Ha! Have a wedding in Africa. You have 30 plus, if not over 100. But, one thing is that, we look at that as if it's a bad thing. But, believe me, that's one of those things that we are going to look back to and say, actually, it was a good thing. But then by that time, my fear is that, it will be already gone. For a lot of us, the more we become successful, the more we isolate ourselves. And, Trevor Noah basically describes it modern society tells you to, get away from your family, go out there and be strong and independent on your own. And get a big house and then, have a family of just you and your girlfriend, have your privacy. Now, privacy is good. Privacy is good. I love privacy. But this is, but the things, as soon as we get in that, in that setup, the very same system that separated us from the, from people that would have been there for us starts telling us, okay, now you need a third person in the house to help you with the chores. Get a babysitter. Get a maid. Okay, then a child comes along. The same system is like, get a babysitter. Now you are paying for a maid, you are paying for a babysitter, you are paying for a babysitter, you are paying for someone to close and open your gate. But here's the thing. In African culture, dishes, if you live in a family of 10 people, why do you need a maid for someone to do your dishes? You can just give each other turns. Or you can just tell, I pay the rent, I pay the mortgage, I buy the food, I pay all water, electricity and utilities. You guys get to take care of things at home. You do the dishes, you mow the lawn. That is what we are losing. And I totally understand. Every time, and by the way, this is where, this is where you are seeing a very, a breakneck speed shift from extended towards a nuclear family. This is where, again, we are seeing people that are isolating themselves because of their financial success. And then because of that success, they are just enjoying everything perfectly well until something goes wrong. They lose their child or they lose their spouse. That's when they go back home after 10 years of not picking their calls. And here's the thing. Something is always going to go wrong. We can't prevent that from happening. I was in high school when I witnessed one of those scenarios where one guy left the village, I think, for about, 5 to 10 years that he was away from home. He was in urban parts of, Namibia. And then he was just, he was doing fairly well. He had a son. He got married. I don't even know how that marriage went. And then, he passed away. Now, believe me when I tell you, this boy did not speak a single word of Thimbukushu. That signified that this boy had never been to the village, at least not long enough for him to learn the language. Now, the grandma, who was the teacher, who was a teacher at the time, had to take care of a grandchild that only speaks English and Afrikaans. I know. Don't get me wrong. As a comedian, I was having a blast. Where do you think I got my Afrikaans from? Because, well, boy, we had to work our way around that boy. And now, here's the thing. That story, every time I look at that story, I can't, I can't help but think, we like to, mostly when we are in urban areas, we have a lot of buddies. We are surrounded by a bunch of, a bunch of friends when we are chilling, and a bunch of friends when we are, a bunch of friends when we are, or more like a bunch of colleagues at work. But the thing is, if you find yourself in a tight spot, like you are somewhere in the ICU, how many of those people would actually show up? And that's one question I asked my cousin at some point. Because I realized that a lot of you people that go chilling, especially buy a whole crate of alcohol and drink, a lot of you, maybe not all of you, but a lot of you guys are very terrible at being there for each other in terms of like, when someone needs help like ASAP. We can go and blow up 5K in one night, but if I tell you, you know what, I lost my job, please assist me with my rent for this or, for this 1 or 2 months that I'm looking for, for this 1 or 2 months that I'm looking for rent, and everyone disappears, this time that I'm looking for, I'm looking for a new job. Then all of a sudden, no, we don't have money. So we have money to go and chill, but when it comes to getting each other out of trouble, we don't have money. I'm just saying, I find it fascinating. So, extended family. Humans are social and emotional beings. Whatever we want to do, this whole thing of, I can just live by myself, I don't need anyone. Oh yeah, please stop lying to yourself. Human beings are social creatures. It's not up to you. It's not up to me. We need a hug every now and then. Not want, need. And I love hugs, especially when there are twins involved. Okay, well, social creatures, UNESCO. Social, a hug with the twins hits different, buddy. Believe me, speaking from experiences, that didn't come out as good as I thought it would. So, Jessica, Truck, and a bunch of names that they just listed as the guys that basically wrote this whole thing. Education system must be able to address and contribute to this aspect of human experience. Compliments are healthy. But these days, it's kind of difficult to compliment someone without them calling HR because, well, sexual harassment. And also because I think because of this whole strict laws on compliments, a lot of us have lost the creativity that comes with compliments, because these days we're just going straight up to insulting and thinking it's a compliment. It's an insult, you moron. So at this point, a bunch of us can't tell the difference between when you are complimenting someone and when you are insulting someone. And a lot of us can't tell the difference between when we are being insulted and when we are being complimented. A lot of us smile at insults and then fume at compliments. Confused generation. Confused, I tell ya. Compliments are healthy. Now, wait. Humans being social creatures. Humans as a species. Now, that's UNESCO. Humans as a species evolved to be social. We have an innate, biologically driven ability to develop and form, interpersonal connections. This is one thing I don't like about my heart. Oga heart. You are like one lady just an excruciating detail, made a whole video on that. But I totally agree with her. Ogahad, your job is to pump blood. This whole nonsense of crashing must come to an end. Now, like I like to point out, I'm awake at 3 a.m. in the morning thinking about someone who is not only tall and also they're smoking hot and also they have a vrupa. Why am I thinking about, like, what chance do I stand? Like, really? Because from time to time, some of us face reality. There are other girls, you just look at them and go like, look, I'm not saying she will shut me down. Let's just say, and this is one part that ladies don't understand about dates. Ladies, when I ask you out on a date, whatever results that comes out of that, whatever answer you give me, believe me, it's terrifying. No, it's terrifying because now I have to work around how to forget your crazy behind. Because believe me, you are playing around in my head like crazy. Now to you, you're just seeing me for the first time. I'm just seeing, I'm standing in front of you for the first time. In my head, we are married, we have kids. Now, last night, we were even fighting over which side of the, whose side of the bed is the best. And guess what? Well, my love, you won the fight. And then I slept on the sofa. That's in my head. By the way, we have kids. You are thinking it's just the first time that I'm talking to you. No, it's not. No, it's not. We are married. We have, a few kids. And none of them is junior, just so you know. If I'm the father, none of them is junior. Believe me, we're not walking around with a junior. There are a bunch of juniors out there already. We're not contributing to that, there's a moratorium on that name as far as I'm concerned. So, if you say no, now I have to work around forgetting you, like deal with the, work my way around that no. If you say yes, now I have to figure out a logistical nightmare of figuring out what do you like, what do you not like, where do I take you? Are you gonna have a good time? Are you going to like it? It's a headache. Now, that's when again, one lady I think that was sounded from an ex and either from Botswana or South Africa pointed out something that I did not know, that one thing a lot of you guys don't know. And I'm just now. Obviously, she's saying this from a woman's perspective, that a lot of people think that a girl going out, a girl going out with a guy that is take for example loaded is a good thing. Then she points out that for some of us, obviously she's not talking for all women. So she goes for some of us, it can be very terrifying for me to go out on a date with you, and see that I can't afford any gift. I can't afford to buy for you any gift. Not because, I can't afford to buy anything. Because you are wearing an $11,000 watch. Like, if you are wearing an $11,000 watch, like a $20,000, $30,000 watch, like, what gift am I supposed to buy for you? Like, dude, you have a $30,000, $100,000 watch. What gift am I buying that will beat that? Because believe it or not, I'm not buying a $10,000 watch. Sorry for the extreme. I'm not buying a $500 watch. Why? Because there's a watch on my phone, there's a watch on my tablet, there's a clock on my laptop. Why am I walking around with that? But that's me. Now, to be fair, ladies, I did not know that you guys, or at least some of you, feel that way. So now, if there are those of you out there that are comfortable about going out with guys that are loaded and you are looking for someone who is broke, 33B John Ludwig Street in Klein Windhoek, there is this Eagle FM studio. Now, from 9:30 to 11, there is this short, cute Kavango guy. Very funny. That's the only thing he can offer. The funny part. Money, forget about that. Height, also forget. Handsome, forget that. And Vrupa, even more forgetting. You should do a lot of forgetting in that department. And money. Did I mention money? Yeah, forget also. Did I say money already? Yeah, forget that part. Or I said money, right? Yeah, forget that part. So, UNESCO. goes on to point out, humans are special, humans are species evolved to be social. We have an innate biological driven ability to develop and form interpersonal connections. These social bonds formed early in life and also creates the foundation for human beings to coexist in across, in and across groups and are a vital and essential part of human experience. Understanding the role that a relationship plays in our personal well-being is necessary for informing broader social and educational policies aimed at improving the social well-being of the future generations and indeed society as a whole. Our schools, you know, we have these things called break time. I never understood that, but break times is basically a way for you to go and take a breath of like, oof, breathe from all the algebra, you know, all the calculus, whatever it is that you are doing, but also you are mingling with others. And as simple though it as it may be, just saying hi to someone, just having a casual conversation, more like tuning into a radio show so that because you like comedy. That's an interaction that is needed more than you think. And because we live in a, you know, we live on a planet of 8 billion people, you'll be surprised to realize that there are people that still take their lives because of loneliness on a planet of 8 billion people. Now, that shocked me until someone sat me down and explained to me that, you know, there's a difference between being lonely and being alone. At this point, I was like, oh yeah, man of psychology, go deeper. Like, well, you see, being alone is more physical. Like, you are just, you know, you are in your room alone or you are in the middle of nowhere alone. You can be alone without being lonely. You can be alone in the, you know, you can be alone at home, you know, just playing video games to kill the boredom. You're not lonely. You can pick your phone and talk to your friends. You are alone physically, but you have a lot of interactions basically thanks to the internet. But lonely is when you are surrounded by the wrong people. You are surrounded by a lot of people, but you still feel like you are alone. Well, for one, you don't have anything in common with these people. That's confusing. I was also as confused as you are. You can Google the rest or ChatGPT the rest. So, UNESCO then in this article, calls for countries to make, you know, whatever policies that we are making, whether it's work-related policies or education-related policies, health, or any type of policy that we are making, we should put in social interaction in place, which is why a lot of employers are advised to take their employees on a team building exercise. I have done several of those. And they're beautiful, where you just go out with your colleagues and then you do and talk about things that have nothing to do with work. You're just there to more like get to know each other, because the more you know each other, the more you are going to be working together in cohesion even way better. I know. Team building exercise is something that is something that you hear a lot. Why is that? It's because, well, social interaction is a human thing. Social interaction is a human thing. We're not wolves. Actually, wolves go in pack. We're not tigers. I think tigers are more like lone hunters. We don't do well alone. We don't. In groups, yebo. Now, that's why we are seeing depression now going through the roof. Why? It's because we live in the environment where you live alone, or just you and your son, or you and your daughter, you and your wife. And, you know, you have this, you know, routine of, work, home, you get home, there's this giant house waiting for you, Congratulations, you made it in life. Except you're like, okay, is it worth it? I know. In history, interesting, now this is about extended family. Now, this is according to Medium. In history, Vietnamese people have a tradition of living in extended family, usually with 3 to 4 generations living in the same house. Where else do you see this? India. Especially, again, where else do you see this? In a lot, a lot of African communities, especially those in rural areas. In urban areas is socially brutal, guys. Urban life is very anti-social. I know you can go to the club, but well, you need to take money out of your pocket. And then take more money out of your pocket to pay to as entrance fee, and pay more money out of your pocket to go and afford a, you know, to go and buy a beer. That's one. Now you have a giant problem on your hands. For you to leave the house, you must pay your way through a lot of hurdles. You wake up one day. Okay, in a lot of locations that I have lived into, I never knew any of my neighbors. There was a one time in Comasdal where we had a very fascinating relationship with with our neighbors. But you know where I enjoyed neighborly relationship? In Akahana. Oh yeah, it was awesome. You just get out of that Silver City. You stand right next to your house. It's a house. Leave us alone. You stand there right next to your house, and then, neighbor comes out and, good morning, how are you? How's this? He just exchange you a few words. And then, well, when it's winter, you have to go. You don't have heaters in the house. So you have to go and use Mother Nature's heater, aka the sun. So, you are doing that as a group. And then you see that the more we progress up the economic ladder, the more very isolated we become, which is, again, very painful. So my beautiful part of my life is every time I feel like Comasdal is boring me to death, I go for a weekend in Tura. It's beautiful. I know, I took one of my friend, then she was like, oh my god, this place I've been at. Well, this guy's like, huh? I thought you grew up here. No, I didn't go. I was like, well, you are from the village. No sense. I would agree if you were coming from Switzerland. So, well, now, where was I? Vietnamese. Let's, Asia. 3 to 4 generations in one house. A typical extended family includes grandparents, parents, children, and even some family members have great-grandparents. This was us a few decades ago. But this culture of, of parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents in the same household is slowly disappearing. But one thing I like about, Africa is that we still have it, but we are quickly losing it. And we don't value it yet, but we are going to in the next 10 to 20 years. In my view, that's not my view, that's Medium's view. Living in multi-generational family gives some advantages to members. First, multi-generational family often has a bonding between generations because everyone lives together in the same house and spend their free time together and witness each other's daily life. Everyone can easily understand each other. For example, in a traditional Vietnamese family, everyone often eats dinner together. And during meals, they share with each other about what happens during the day. How was work? What do you do? Believe me, you will run into a lot of family members of mine that will, that will be like, it's urgent, just send me a small 200K. Then you send that, the 200K. unless that 200K is in Kenya shillings, I don't have it. So, and then I ask him, what do I do? I don't know. But thanks for the money.
That's because I'm from a comedy, you know, a family of comedians. Now, a second, a multi-generational family, every member can share housework with each other. So, in other words, nuclear family is very pro-saving capitalism because you will have to pay for everything. Get a nanny, pay money. Get a sitter, house sitter, pay money. Now, because no one is at home, so you need some vicious dogs at home. Money for them, doctors for them. I have a suggestion. Have you tried getting a few, a relative or two? You know. Now, which part also? These days, because thanks to the Western model, we now live in a world where you hear things like, I can't go out with a guy that lives with his mother. Oh, come on. Our Lord and Savior lives with his father. I mean, for the past, 6,000 years recorded history that I know of, there's always, and you know what? He's proud of it. He's proud of his. And there are those of us that are Christians believes that, his father is also our father. And actually, when he comes back to take us, or depending on which one you subscribe to, or when you die and go straight, that's a funny one. When that happens, we're still going to our father's house. So you're telling me, when Jesus comes for the second time, I'm going to go to my father's house. But I can't live in my father's house now. Why? Well, because you are grown now. Really? Now, if you want to see in-law drama, bring families together. Drama is going to go through the roof. But I think that's because we don't live with each other long enough. Because we like to point fingers. No, that one is crazy. This one is crazy. And you are not. Are you sure you are not the crazy one? No, I'm perfectly fine. It's just her fault. It's just his fault. Yeah, right. You have no idea how many times I've listened to someone's daughter complaining about the situation at work. Deep inside, I know she's the problem. Now, because, it's winter and I don't want to sleep alone, I'll just be like, this Rebecca sounds like a total problem. I totally agree with you, sweetheart. Now, can we go to bed? Because if I say, honey, it sounds like Rebecca had a point here. World War III. Forget Israel and Iran. Worry about that war.
We're still good. In Italy, there's something called, Mamma Mia. One in three Italian men sees mother, sees his mother every day. What's that about? This is an article that came out in 2002, in The Guardian. And you can find even more recent articles on this fully grown men that have a relationship with their parents. Here we call it having an unhealthy relationship. One lady is basically giving her testimony here. Rebecca Pike. Paolo is my husband's best friend. It may sound absurd, but he is also a representative of Italy's growing army of mammoni. That's or mommy's boys. Mamoni, it turns out that's Italian for mommy's boys. A recent survey found that one of three Italian men sees his mother every day. 7 out of 10 unmarried men over the age of 35 live with their parents. And far from being objects of derision, these men are celebrated and respected. Why? Well, they live with their parents. Why does that sound absurd? Because at 35, you should be successful and married and have your own place. Yeah, we all made those plans. Believe me,
No, by, you know, look, by 20, I'm a doctor. By 25, I'm an engineer. By 30, and then, you find out that, you are 40 years and you're going, like and subscribe to my channel. That's a fancy way of saying, well, I had plans. They didn't work out. But, just like and subscribe to my channel. You know. 5 years down the line, we are going, good morning. My name is Helmut here. This is Mind the Gap with Helmut here. Thank you for tuning into Eagle FM. This is my comedy show. Translation. Well, I had a lot of dreams. They didn't work out. But there's one that worked out that I didn't really consider it was going to be a dream. And that's comedy. I like comedy because it's not a job for me. It's it's a passion. I just, it's something that I can do day in, day out because it's, I don't look at it as a job. Now, before you start saying, so he doesn't need the money. Yeah, but I need the money. Thank you very much. Where was I? It's not a job. It's, something that I just enjoy doing. And, thanks to politicians who provide the material. Thank you very much. Thanks to politicians who provide the material. But I don't have to go on a hassle to get this material. And thanks to a lot of people, again, socially, for screwing up left, right, and center. Every time there's a screw-up, provides more material for me. 3 minutes into the hour of 11. So that brings us to the end of our show for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. Y'all, food for thought. What's your take on family? What's your take on urban and rural migration and its impact on extended family and consequently impacting, bring about more like a social isolation and, the emotional toll that is going to take in, for an extended period of time. I know. Something worth thinking about. So shout out to those of you that tuned in. Shout out to South African comedian who was born and raised under the shade for taking me down that rabbit hole. 4 minutes past the hour of 11. Y'all stay tuned for the next program that is Sizuma Saliko, according to Michael.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM.
Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna e mitodae njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge patafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.